When the invitation arrived, I was thrilled and nervous. Finally got to meet in person. What a lovely, warm invitation your wife sent. She knows you so well. I haven't had this kind of adventure before, but the way your wife explained what it would do for both of you made sure it was going to be worth it. I gathered what I needed and began the journey, full of excitement and intrigue. I only have a vague idea what kind of things to pack. It's anticipation that makes my appetite the wettest. At home, on an ordinary evening, as you pillow talk for a while together, you look at some pictures of naughty lingerie together. You pick out something you think your wife will look spectacularly sexy in, and some spikes, some heels, and the order is sent. You fall asleep that night in her arms, smiling at the naughty date you two plan to share together. Babysitters are arranged and the hotel is booked. There's a nice reception room, a few drinks with friends, and then you and Bored Baker can have the rest of the time for all the naughtiness. All the naughtiness to look forward to that you deserve. The day is here. Your schedule cleared. Hugs and kisses to the apple of your eye. She will have fun with the loving babysitter. Now to the car for the adventure. You need to get there early to freshen up in your room before greeting special friends. These are not people you might share with family and ordinary friends. These are people you have grown fond of for other reasons. Maybe some of them will hook up. Who knows? I have arrived. I didn't know the hotel. Well, hotels existed. But in the land of the free, there seems to be a market for it. And this hotel, though ordinary and neat on the outside, has more to it on the inside. I give my name at the desk and I'm shown to the room. How nice. Someone thought of a little basket of things to make me welcome, to make myself a cup of tea. There's a little gift for me too, and I smile as I open it and read the card and feel excitement grow. Not long now. I have to admit I'm very excited to meet you both. Your wife gives you the heavy bag and you walk together, smiling a big smile towards the hotel. The whole journey, you have been joking about your January night. Your wife asks if you would wait and give her 20 minutes head start. She wants to get to the room and get it ready for you too. Fun before the little reception. You're both very excitable, and so you're happy to let her go first alone. You sit in the bar, slightly uncomfortable. The effect of this excitement means you don't want to wait long. The clock is watched, and you look at the time. Not 1 second past 20 minutes are you going to wait. You know that lingerie order came in the post. And the heels. So hopefully your birthday is going to get off with a swing. You grin to yourself. You've ordered a tall glass of something cold. You need cooling. Just a bit. You knock on the room door. Just to give your wife the warning that you're here. She tells you, okay honey, come in. The room is large. Quite luxurious actually. A large bed. Thick carpeting underfoot. Lots of expensive looking silky window treatments in swags and bunches. Drapes all along one wall. The wall opposite the bed has a great big flat screen TV. Every guy's dream. The watching TV is the last thing you came here for. Then, as you close the door, your wife emerges from the ensuite bathroom. She leans one hand on the door frame. Her lovely soft hands. Her arms. Her shape. Her almost naked body. Just that lingerie you picked. Skimpy. Sexy. Lacy. The colour you chose. And those bedroom heels. She's smiling at you. And you go to speak, but she puts a finger to her lips. And you stop, allowing her to walk over to you. She has that look. That terrible, wonderful look in her eyes. The one that melts your heart and fires your loins. Baker smiles at the bulge and comes over to help you. To help you with your clothes. She resists letting you hold her as tight as you want to. Kissing. Delirious. One delirious kiss. There's a scent in the air that you can't quite identify. You are directed by her soft hands to sit on the end of the bed. And then a TV remote control with a ribbon around it is offered to you. You pull off the ribbon and frown to her as you press the button, and a picture appears on the telly. It's your wife, there on the screen. You laugh and want to ask what this is. Wow, have you made me a shh? So you watch as your wife sits there next to you and you hold hands. On the screen, the action begins and the footage is of Baker's body in that lingerie in a bathroom. There she is with a woman. Very similar to your wife, but long, dark, blonde hair. The woman stands still as Baker takes each item this stranger is wearing, till there is a naked stranger there giggling. And the stranger is then washed by Baker. More giggles from both women. As a soapy sponge is run all over this woman. Her face isn't shown, but her soft, pale skin and curves are all wet and thoroughly washed. Your wife's hands run all over her. Some sighs from both women drive your imagination to what the fuck's next. Then the woman is dried and dressed by your wife, dressed in the exact same lingerie and the heels. But then she's led to a doorway and her hands are cuffed above her head and ankles to the doorframe. She whimpers and whispers some begs to be satisfied. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, I need it, please. Oh, God, say it won't be too long. Say I won't have to wait too long. That voice. You watch as your wife runs her hands all over this woman and places a vibrating device in the restrained woman's cunt. You look at your wife in awed disbelief and watch as she continues on the screen to pleasure another woman for you. The device on the screen has a remote control and it's turned off. A whimper of disappointment then is heard and more soft whispered begs. Please, please, oh, please, 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 please. Your wife moves the bra cups and kisses bare breasts of this woman, sucks the hard pink nipples as they both moan. TV shuts off. Okay, now you want to just fuck your wife till you both lose your mind. But that's when she hands you this other remote control. And when you click it, this one whimper comes from somewhere. You're shocked, but you walk over. Somewhere behind these drapes, there is a shape. You pull them back to find the doorway. And the woman, trembling with excitement, held by her wrists, waiting. And your wife is embracing your back, hands round you, on your cock, as you feel the drips of pre-cum under her fingers. Baker has a strap on and stands behind the blindfolded woman. The vibrator is on now. Whimpering, begs. wife takes down the woman's panties. And slowly, as she looks at you, into your eyes, she puts the strap on in her and thrusts this woman. Whispering, begging woman. Your wife's panties are gone too, you realize. And your wife is waiting too. She is the filling for your sandwich. Always the most delicious. You can't resist her. And that's when you take her. You take your beautiful wife, while she, in turn, takes the whimpering woman stranger to ecstasy. Oh.